24th of July, 1935. Talk number 70. Sri Raju Sastragal asked Sri Bhagavan about Nada, Bindu, and Kala. Maharshi, they are all in Vedanta terminology, prana, mana, and buddhi, the life current, mind, and intellect. In the tantras, nada is said to be subtle sound with tejas light in it. This light is said to be the body of Shiva. When it develops and sound is submerged, it becomes bindu. To be full of light is the aim. Kala is a part of the bindu. Talk number 71. Chronological sequence of the master's stay in different places at Trivannamalai. 1896, arrived at Trivannamalai and stayed in the temple premise. Beneath the tree, in the interior of the underground cellar, Patalalingam, sometimes in the Gopurams, etc. Early in 1897, moved to Gurumurtam, stayed in the shrine and in the adjoining Mango Cove, about 18 months. September 1898, in Pavalakunru. February 1899, on the hill in caves, the Mango Tree Cave and Virupaksha Cave. 1905, stayed in Pachayaman Coil for 6 months during the plague ravages. Again, on the hill. In 1908, January, February, and March in Pachayaman Coil. Again, on the hill. In 1916, Skanda Ashramam. 1922, the Ramanashramam site on the southern slope of the hill. 25th of September, 1935. Talk number 72. Mr. K. S. N. Iyer, a railway officer, asked about japa. Maharshi, the utterance and then remembrance and latter meditation are the successive stages, finally ending in involuntary and eternal japa. The doer of japa of that kind is the self. Of all the japas, who am I is the best. 27th September 1935. Talk number 73. Mr. Ekanatha Rao, the engineer, asked, what about the despondency of not obtaining any encouragement from the master, much less his grace? Maharshi, it is only ignorance. The quest must be made as to who is despondent and so on. It is the phantom of the ego arises after sleep which falls a prey to such thoughts. In deep sleep, the person was not afflicted. Who is afflicted now while awake? The sleep state is about the normal one. Let him search and find out. Devotee, but there is no incentive for want of encouragement. Maharshi, does not one find some kind of peace while in meditation? That is the sign of progress. That peace will be deeper and more prolonged with continued practice. It will also lead to the goal. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 14, the final verses speak of one who has transcended the gunas. That is the final stage. The earlier stages are impure being, mixed being, and pure being. Of these, the impure being is when overpowered by rajas and tamas. The mixed being is that state in which the being sattva asserts itself spasmodically. The Suddha Sattva overpowers Rajas and Tamas. After these successive stages, there comes the state transcending gunas. Talk number 74. Mr. Friedman, the engineer, writes in one of his letters, "Maharshi is with me not only when I think of him, but also when I am not thinking of him. Otherwise, how do I live?" Talk number 75. Mr. Grant Duff, formerly in a foreign embassy, writes, "Pay my respects to Maharshi. He appears to me in my thoughts, not only as an answer to my questions, but also as presence," italicized. 29th of September, 1935. Talk number 76. Mr. K.S.N. Iyer said that he was not convinced how spiritual life could be reconciled to worldly activities. The master in answer cited some verses from Yoga Vasishta. And in parentheses, the original Yoga Vasishta is said to be millions of verses, of which only 32,000 stanzas are now found in the Sanskrit text. It was condensed to 6,000 and called Laghu Vasishta. The latter has been rendered in Tamil in 2,050 stanzas. End parentheses. Devotee. Without the mind concentrating on it, the work cannot be performed satisfactorily. How is the mind to be spiritually disposed and the work kept going as well? Maharshi, the mind is only a projection from the self, appearing in the waking state. In deep sleep, you do not say whose son you are and so on. As soon as you wake up, you say you are so-and-so and recognize the world and so on. The world is only loka. What is perceived is the world. That which is seen is loka or the world, which is the eye that sees it. That is the ego which rises and sinks periodically. But you exist always. Therefore, that which lies beyond the ego is consciousness, the self. In deep sleep, mind is merged and not destroyed. That which merges reappears. It may happen in meditation also, but the mind which is destroyed cannot reappear. The yogi's aim is to destroy it and not to sink in Layla. In the peace of Dhyana, Layla ensues, but it is not enough. It must be supplemented by other practices for destroying the mind. Some people have gone into samadhi with a trifling thought, and after long time awakened in the trail of the same thought. In the meantime, generations have passed away in the world. Such a yogi has not destroyed his mind. Its destruction is the non-recognition of it as being apart from the self. Even now, the mind is not. Recognize it. How can you do it if not in everyday activities? They go on automatically. Know that the mind promoting them is not real but a phantom proceeding from the self. That is how the mind is destroyed. Talk number 77. The master, while referring to the Bible for Be still and know that I am God, Psalm 46, found in Ecclesiastes. Quote, there is one alone, and there is no second, unquote. And, quote, the wise man's heart is at the right hand, and the fool's heart is at the left, unquote. Talk number 78. A man from Masula asked the master how to realize the self. Maharshi, everyone has experience of the self every moment of his life. Devotee, but the self is not realized as one would like. Maharshi, yes. The present experience is different from the real. What is not is confounded with what is. Devotee, how to find the Atman? Maharshi, there is no investigation into the Atman. The investigation can only be into the non-self. Elimination of the non-self is alone possible. The self, being always self-evident, will shine forth of itself. The self is called by different names, Atman, God, Kundalini, mantra, etc. Hold any one of them, and the self becomes manifest. God is no other than the self. Kundalini is now showing forth as the mind. When the mind is traced to its source, it is Kundalini. Mantra japa leads to elimination of other thoughts and to concentration on the mantra. The mantra finally merges into the self and shines forth as the self. Devotee, how long is a guru necessary for self-realization? Maharshi, guru is necessary so long as there is the laghu. That's a pun on guru, meaning heavy, and laghu, meaning light. Laghu is due to the self-imposed but wrong limitation of the self. God, on being worshipped, bestows steadiness in devotion, which leads to surrender. On the devotee surrendering, God shows his mercy by manifesting as the guru. The guru, otherwise God, guides the devotee, saying that God is in you, and he is the self. This leads to introversion of the mind, and finally to realization. Effort is necessary up to the state of realization. Even then, the self should spontaneously become evident. Otherwise, happiness will not be complete. Up to that state of spontaneity, there must be effort in some form or other. Devotee, our workaday life is not compatible with such efforts. Maharshi, why do you think that you are active? Take the gross example of your arrival here. You left home in a cart, took a train, alighted at the railway station here, got into a cart there, and found yourself in this ashram. When asked, you say that you traveled here all the way from your town. Is it true? Is it not a fact that you remained as you were and there were movements of conveyances all along the way, just as those movements are confounded with your own, so also the other activities. They are not your own. They are God's activities. Devotee, such idea will lead to blankness of mind and the work will not progress well. Maharshi, go up to that blankness and tell me afterwards. Devotee, They say that a visit to sages helps self-realization. Maharshi, yes, so it does. Devotee, will not my present visit to you bring it about? Maharshi, after a short pause, what is to be brought about? To whom? Consider. Investigate. To whom is this doubt? If the source is traced, the doubt will disappear. Talk number 79. An engineer asked, the animals seem to conform to their own natural laws in spite of their environment and changes, whereas man flouts social law and is not bound by any definite system. He seems to be degenerating, whereas the animals are steady. Is it not so? Maharshi, after a long time, he said, the Upanishads and scriptures say that human beings are only animals unless they are realized beings. Possibly, they are worse also.